الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. حبيب عبد العزيز نعمل كل ساعه نسلم بالمين والموسي وقال الله تبارك وتعالى وان استسلم من حديث شريف that on a Friday after Asr, if a person reads 80 times, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa Nabiyyil Kareem wa ala alihi wa sallim taslim. So, Allah's mercy was present for the death of Allah of 80 years of Ibadah. Who is going to live for 80 years and continuously only read it? But in just 5-6 minutes we can get that. And 80 years of gunas will be forgiven. Who will live for 80 years and continuously, day and night, only make gunas? But in 5-6 minutes, every juma we can acquire. So Allah give us tawfiq. And if we do this, we will get the mercy of Allah. Allah give us tawfiq to be regular with durood sharif, with the dhikr of Allah. On one occasion, Haji Farooq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was a great bruiser. The Khalifa of Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he explained that if a person travels anywhere in the world and he sees some beautiful flowers, some wonderful fruits, anything like that, and he wishes, I must have this in my garden also. For that, there is a long procedure, especially if it's overseas. Then you will have to find out whether that tree, whether that plant will grow in decent environment, because all plants don't grow everywhere. Some plants need a lot of heat, they survive in heat. Others, they don't take heat. So that you will have to find out. And then, if it's from an outside country, governments are very strict in importing plants, etc. Fruit plants, they are very, very strict. So you have to get a permit, and how many conditions you have to fulfill to get that permit. Then you will have to acquire that plant, whether it's hiding from a nursery, whether it's growing in the mountains, by the sea, wherever. And then to transport it. Plants are very, very sensitive. Little bit things are not right, you will just die by. You will have to do it very, very carefully to transport it to his place. When he gets it there, then he has to dig a hole according to specification, so deep, etc. He has to plant it, he has to put fertilizer, etc., all according to specification. And then he has to look after it. After that, it's a new plant. Perhaps some children break it, some people or somebody reverse it, a cow or something, drive over it. He has to look after it. And after that, perhaps it will take 3-4 years when it grows properly now and you get the fruit or the flowers or the shade or whatever of the plant of the tree is. And these are just a few things I mentioned. Besides this, there are plenty more things for that one tree. So much of effort that we have to make, and really Allah gives me tawfiq, all of us, this is reality. This is true. It is our being soft, which is 100% true. For that one plant, so much of effort of this dunya we have to make. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wasn't a person more truthful than me. The most truthful person. He teaches us and tells us, Subhanallah, Barsun fil Jannah. One Subhanallah is a tree planted in Jannah. Perhaps we didn't think, I think all of us, we read 33 times Subhanallah now. Really, we planted 33 trees in Jannah. No import, export permit, no fertilizer, no messing our hands, no digging holes, no watering, no looking after and protecting in summer and winter according to seed, nothing. And we hardly really thought of it, but our 33 trees planted. Alhamdulillah, Varsul fil Jannah. 33 times we read Alhamdulillah, it's another 33 trees. And 34 times or more we have to be read, another 34, 100 trees each one of us planted. But it's not in our, because we are associated with our being, we haven't got that knowledge is there, it's in the kitabs, it's in the back of the mind, it's in the form, it's not in our. And if it is there also, then that yaqeen is not there. Like I'm just setting free, like after I make sunnahs of Asr now, between that and Jamaat, Namaz time, I have 3 times, we can do how many times? So many threes of us who have also different. Oh, we wait for our Sharif, we may do our something. But how many of us, we don't know anything. While we are walking to the car, we can read 1 to 3, 33 times, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allah, Allah. How many trees we can plant? So this is the zikr of Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has got great, great, and everything of need that is here. For dunya, all things we have to make so much effort. We know in our shops how much we have to work. In our professions how much we have to work. Whatever work we are doing, and for that worthy which Allah has promised us. Just an outward little we are doing something, but it is we not earning that worthy. How many people do business and they go, they have a big loss, and they are now owing much more. Where they started off and where they are now, they are gone. It's all in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. A person is working, he's getting a good wage also. My wages, I'm getting good wages, I'm living it up. He makes one mistake and somebody sues him for it. And there it is now knocked off completely. So it's not in our hands at all. It is solely in the hands of Allah. And ours, what we do is just a little. But what Allah has promised is 100%. And indeed, everything, we read one ayat of the Quran, one page of the Quran, Sharif. How lot of, but our yaqeen is not. We don't really have that yaqeen. And that will be forever and ever. So anyway, so this reading the Tasbiha, the reward of it is like one tree there for every word that we have seen. Then there are so many other traits. This is a dhikr, reading 33 times Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar. The whole ummah has been across the world, especially after Fajr we read it, after Asr we read it. And this is the time of the Hadith Sharif. Alhamdulillah, for example, tamla'u al-mizan. Our pen on of the stage, our pen, it fills it up. In another riwayat it comes, the reward is so great. From the ground right to the heaven, it fills up this whole place with sawab. If somebody could earn like that in dunya, so many cents for that rent. Just for saying Subhanallah and get so many cents, how much won't that? And if it's rent, if it's dollars, if it's pounds in there, and wallah, dollars, pounds, riyals, all this is nothing compared to one Subhanallah. All the things of this dunya are just temporary for this dunya. And many times our money is our, becomes our biggest problem. One beautiful example, ulama give, a person stole me. And he's happy now, he's planning, I'm going to build a house, I'm going to go for a world cruise, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. As he's going with the money, he's got it stacked up on his body. In fact, in reality what happened, one person, a foreigner, he stole from his boss, a lot of money he stole. And he packed it up all on his clothes and he's planning whatever, Allah knows his planning. When he came to the border, so they informed the border. And he thought he'll go, the border closed at 12 o'clock at night. So he thought he'll go 5 to 12, and they'll be also tired, they'll just get his passport and let him go. But they were informed, so they detained him. Now when they found that money, now the same money that was all their dreams, the same money now is a jail sentence. The same money is so many years in jail now. So this is what was given up. But Salah, how much of that is one namaz, everything. So this soul of rewards on this. Then more than that, a person says Subhanallah, the meaning of it, oh Allah, you are pure. Na'uzubillah, nobody thinks also, and it is not that we are purifying Allah. We are saying Allah is pure, Allah is pure. When we say Subhanallah, Allah replies to us and says, I am pure. You say, I am pure, I am pure. And if nobody says I am pure, no wali, no nabi, nobody, still I am pure. But because you said I am pure, a life recompense, al-jaza'u al-ihsan, illa al-ihsan. We said, "Realize you," and that is, "Now I will purify you." You all know that somebody, our anger is out of control. Somebody, our eyes are out of control. Somebody, we are too stingy. Somebody, we are too lazy. Everyone has got weaknesses. But when we were to Subhanallah, Allah is going to purify us. So if we do it properly, this is our tasbihat, our zikr. And this is a zikr which is like over the counter. Now those medicines you can buy from a chemist, you don't need a prescription. And other medicines, you need a prescription. This is for the whole home. You don't have to be there after the share. Even if you didn't go in Jamaat and you haven't got zikr which the Jamaat prescribed, nobody told you, the whole ummah is encouraged to leave. So by saying Subhanallah, Allah will be purified. But if we do it like that, but we are reading Subhanallah, our mind is not one but it. And we are not thinking of it at all. When we say Alhamdulillah, then all praise is due to Allah. Whether we say it or not, all praise is for Allah. And then Allah Ta'ala says, "You say all praise is for me, now I will create qualities of praise in you. Now Allah will give you habit of being kind, of being merciful, of looking after poor people, looking after widows. All good qualities Allah will create in you. You are a father, Allah will make you a good father. You are a husband, Allah will make you a good husband. And so much so, so good husband will become that even your wife will praise. And that husband whose wife praises him, he is out of this world, that man. Because the wife, where is she going to ever praise the husband? And the wife will really, the husband will praise the wife. Today, all the time, we find it faulty moment. So, just by saying, Alhamdulillah, what the deen Allah is, what a beautiful deen, what a perfect and complete deen. And then when you say, Allahu Akbar, Allah, you are the greatest. You are the most honorable. You are the highest. Allah Ta'ala will create that quality in us. Now, yeah, many of us will think, but I don't want to be like a big man. People must look after me, etc. But if we don't have that self-respect, self-esteem, if a person does not have it, there will be chaos in the world. For example, in the house, if the children, the wife, don't respect the head of the family, the father, the husband, and everyone just does what he wants to, as unfortunately is happening, then there is chaos in the class. In the classroom, the ustad, the teacher, if the students got no respect for him, and all the students, they come when they want to, they do what they want to, screaming, shouting, jumping, what will happen? On the road, if we don't have respect for the law, a person stops when the traffic light shows green, he goes and make a sharp break there. And when he's showing red, he speeds fast. On blind rises, he's taking over. Solid lines, he's overtaking, he's overtaking. What is that? So this is absolutely that we are in the mercy. If we got no respect for the imam and the trustees, everyone does what he wants to. Now, Asr time, if we pay half past four, even perhaps Asr time, maybe if you didn't come in, whatever the time, and we pay people, we make our own job. After 10 minutes, somebody else can make their own jamaat. They will pay off in the masjid. Everyone does what he wants to. So, this is respect, Allah will give. Today, one of the reasons of our downfall, our problems we have got, there isn't this respecting and honoring. It will be trying to say, Allah will give us, Allah will give us, grant us that also. Our homes will come in order. Our masjids will function properly. Our businesses, many people, this work of mine, he just does what he wants. He doesn't listen to me. Whatever he wants to do, he does. The wife doesn't listen to me. I say, no matter what I try, she's just doing what she wants to do. Just by this, Allah will bring me. So just see the zikr, which we will regard. We hardly ever thought of it as any important thing of our deen. But we do just this one thing properly. Almost everything will come in order. And Allah Ta'ala help will be with us. Today it looks like we're trying so much, but we don't see that Allah's help is with us. We are having problems all the time. And this beautiful dhikr, at one time Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, the beloved daughter, the queen of Jannah, the beloved daughter of Nabi Sallallahu, she worked so hard in the house that she developed blisters on her fingers. There were marks on her body. She used to carry the water, the leather bottles of water she used to carry, the queen of Jannah. So her husband, Ali radiallahu ta'ala anha, felt pity on her, and he said that some slaves have come, captives of war by your father, by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If you bring us for one, your house worker will become like you. She, your worker can work for you, like we have a maid, we have a worker in the house. Our worker is for a woman book, the work becomes lighter. So she went, but she had so much of sharam, haya, modesty, that her own father and she couldn't ask for it. And today, unfortunately, the sharam, haya, to have respect and honor, today that has left us. Our men, we haven't gotten. Our women used to have it, they also have lost it. Women are just brazen today, how they walk around, how they carry on. And so she didn't ask. But look at the relationship between father and daughter. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam immediately made out, my daughter came, she wanted to say something, but she was too shy to say it, so she didn't speak. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself went to their house at night. And then there he asked her, Aya Fatima, you came today, what was it? Still she couldn't speak, no one there, only her husband and her father. Then Hazrat Ali said, I sent her for this reason, to ask for somebody to help in the house. So Nabi said, no problem, I can give you somebody. But if you prefer, I'll give you something better. And everyone wants something which is better. So of course he said, give me what is better. Then Nabi Sallallahu gave this beautiful prescription through the barakat of Hazrat Fatima and her hard work in the house. Nabi Sallallahu gave this prescription to the whole Ummah. And said, read this 33 times, subhanAllah, alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar at night before retiring to bed. This is more better for you than a helper in the house. So if we were doing this, then our women folk, they won't need a helper in the house. They can manage all their own work. They won't, and from there also we understand this will give us not only spiritual benefits, physical strength also. Today we feel, how many of us, what's the topsy-turvy world we are living in, that I have worked very hard, I need a holiday. And then on the other hand, we make our houses exactly as we want it. Everyone's desire is, I must have my own house. Those whom Allah bless, they get their own house. Then slowly as we get money, we make the house as we would like. The bedroom we make up, the bathroom we make up, the kitchen we make up, the garden we make up, everything how we would like it, according to what we can afford, etc., we try and make it up. Then when we get our holidays, our leave, now this is the time to enjoy the place. Now you are working, you made your kitchen, you made your garden, you didn't get time to enjoy it. Now when you get your leave, you close up the house. And now you go to some resort, or you go for a picnic, or you go somewhere. This was the time to enjoy what you did do. So this is the topsy-turvy world that we are living in. One girl, she became hafiz at home by the family, and after some time she came and visit. Then while talking, she said that she doesn't keep a helper in the house also, she does all the household herself. Somebody came and visited her and asked her, you don't keep a helper? She said, no, I mean, I do all the housework myself. And a woman who does housework in herself in her house, all woman sicknesses which they are, she saved them. She will be saved. The Allah made her the system such that when she works, then she returns saved of all this woman sicknesses. Anyway, she said, I do all the housework myself, I manage comfortably, I'm very happy. She says, no, you must keep a helper. She says, then what will I do? She says, you must watch TV. Your helper will do all the housework and you must sit and watch TV. So this is the toxic-based world that we are living in. This is the wrong advices that people are also giving. Anyway, so through Hazrat Fatima, we got this great tasbih, or tasbih, we call it tasbih fatimi, which is called tasbih fatimi, the 33 times subhanallah, alhamdulillah, allahu akbar. So it will give us this great benefit. Our women won't have to go jogging on the road. They won't have to go to jams and all other places to go and jam, etc. Our men also, if we need this tasbih, we come walking to the masjid when it is possible, according to weather conditions, security, etc. Instead of losing the car, we come walking. This will be more than enough for our physical health also. So, the zikr of Allah is a very, very great thing which Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. And for every occasion we are taught the zikr also. For example, and what beautiful zikr we are taught. When we are wearing clothes, for example, a person who reads this dua is a zikr also. Alhamdulillah, Rabbi Kasani, Hadra, or Hadra Thaw, Rabbi Ghayri Hawli Minni, Wala Quwwa. All praise is due to Allah who gave me this clothes to wear without any effort of mine. You might think, I pay 50 rand, 500 rand, 800 rand for this, for whatever I'm wearing. But here is the whole process we see, that all the machines that you were used to make it, all the computers that were used, that garment came from China, that garment came from any other part of the world, the ships that transported, all the containers, my 800 rand, my 1000 rand, 2000 rand, can never pay for. This is, and no government infrastructure, and nobody's work, this is Allah's work. And Allah is the truth. So, oh Allah, I praise you, you gave me to this year. I just take a small little amount, just as a little barter system, and I'm wearing it, is a gift from you. And we appreciate it like this, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who gives all our guna. And ulama say, all our minor guna. But in the hadith it comes, Allah will forgive all your guna. When we have eaten finished, we had our meal. Alhamdulillah, الذي أطعمني هذا ورزقنيه من غير حول مني ولا قوة. All the persons do not have to eat. Where will we get indeed a religion that you eat and your gunas get forgiven? For you having gunas forgiven, you must cry to Allah. Get up the hajjud time. But when you are eating biryani, you are having roast, you are having chicken, just you raise this dua and all your gunas are also forgiven. What a beautiful thing. So the zikr of Allah is that beauty. Hazrat Muhammad Shah Sakhani Khani Sari gave the example in the ayat of the Quran Sharif, إِنَّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَالْقَانِتِينَ وَالْقَانِتَاتِ. Ten beautiful qualities of the believer. Their humility, their fasting, their giving charity, their fasting, all great, great qualities of the believer. And right at the end, only for zikr, Allah said, وَالْذَاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالْذَاكِرِينَ. كَثِير, a lot. Allah didn't say what Islam, didn't say what Iman, didn't say what Namaz, didn't say what Zakat, but the zikr. That they go to make Allah zikr in Islam. Maulana Thani rahmatullah Ali says, it's like you've got a real beautiful garden. Some visitors come, now you are showing your garden to them. Look at this, that's in deficit. Look at this pansies. Look at this flower. Look at the creepers. Look at the lawn. Look at this water feature. Look at the spring what I've got. Everything you show. The visitors is your garden so beautiful. Well, months of the year, winter also is lush, it's green, it's beautiful. I say, how come your garden is so beautiful? You tell the person, I've got very good water, the quality of the water is also very good, and I've got plenty of water also. And my irrigation system is also very good. That is why my garden is like that. Like that, the garden of our being. All our namaz, our roza, our charity, our sacrifices for deen, all this will remain lush and green. Whereas months of the year, if we make our zikr. Zikr is that water, is that irrigation system. And the more zikr we make, our namazes will have that enjoyment. Today we do make namaz, Allah accept from us, but our mind is not in namaz. As most, alhamdulillah, plenty of us, we take namaz as my sarah, as my duty, I have to make my namaz. But perhaps very few of us think it as a pleasure. Like we look forward to biryani, we look forward to our roast. And a person who is tired, how he looks forward to his bed and his sleep. If we can look forward to our namaz, and we find that solace, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the fullness of my eyes is in my namaz. That when I make my namaz, I get rich. Today we get enjoyment in other things, but the day we start getting enjoyment, and we not look for free time, start with namaz. And like that we enjoy. We look forward to, when can I make namaz? And we enjoy the namaz, our tilawat. That whenever I got little free time, make tilawat, make zikr. When that day will come, then we will know what our deen, what the great enjoyment there is in our deen. So the zikr of Allah is a very, very important thing. We should never be negligent of it. And this is the Sihati Fatimi, we are encouraged to read, which alhamdulillah we read after Fajr and after Asr generally. We should read it after, before going to bed, and try and read it after every namaz as well. And it takes just about a minute to read. And if you are like a prophet, think of the meaning of Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, you are reading, you are Alhamdulillah, all praise is only for Allah, Allahu Akbar, you are the greatest. Consequently, Allah will create us for the people. So 600 times if you will read the six tasbihat, 600 trees every day we will be planting in Jannah. And according to riwayah, what plot of Jannah is for a person, every day to put 600 more, that plot will have to be made bigger. So our plot, our Jannah will become bigger and bigger and bigger all the time as we are reading the tasbihat. And this is just one which we normally also think a small, simple zikr. But so valuable than all the other zikrs. There are so many other zikrs which Allah Ta'ala does so much if you make them. So Allah Ta'ala give us talking one time. We mentioned this in one masjid in Durban. Then that brother mentioned to me the next day he was making namaz. And after Zohar he was reading the tasbihat. And a friend of his had some work with him. So he came to him and wanted to see. So he made the sign, just wait here. And after that, he said, I was busy planting my 100 trees in Jannah. So when that yaqeen will come that I'm planting my 100 trees in Jannah, then after that we do our other work. We read our sunnah after namaz, after the sunnah, we read our tasbihah. And then see, and of course, if we read Ayatul Kursi, there are so many other things also, Shahid Allah and Amin al-Rasul, all this before going to sleep. If we read one great wizard said, I haven't met any intelligent person who doesn't read Amin al-Rasul till the end, in the third Surah, end of Surah Baqarah, before going to sleep. That is, a person who is really intelligent will definitely read it. If we read this ayat, for example, from Alif Lam Mim at the beginning of the Quran Sharif till Muflihun. And we read Ayatul Kursi till the Ruku. And we read Billahi Ma Fis Samawati Wal Ard till the end of the 10th ayat. Usul says these ayat, if you read it on a mad person, it will help him also. So if you read this every morning, every night, there is great merit in all the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. So zikr is a very, very important part of our life. And unfortunately, we are very unmindful of it. We don't pay much attention. We don't take our time for the zikr. Those who are in jama'at work, the three zikrs which are shown in jama'at, the third kalima, the rule sharif, and the istighfar, we should read that. That is great. It's great. Anyone who is bad with a shaykh, and the shaykh is taught in zikr, we should do that zikr. If we are not really in jama'at work, we are not there at also, read the basic zikr which has come in the hadith. The tasbihati fatimi, reading ayatul kursi, etc. Alhamdulillah, ayatul kursi, shahid Allah, and qulillahumma malik al-mulk. What great, great benefit we are in that. Allah give me also taught it, and give us all taught it to be regular with our zikr. and keep the company of those people who break the law. Ask the ulama, then it will come into us also. And we won't have to spend so much time. Whatever our time work will carry on, and this will also take place, and we will end the zikr. Really what we have to do is just like that pinch of salt in the food. You cook the whole day of biryani, then you are able to feed 80-100 people, but you forgot to put salt. Nobody wants to eat that biryani. When you just taste it, you say, I had a late breakfast today. Or they will say, I've got an upset stomach, I don't want to eat. But the minute the salt, which will be little, you don't have to put a dab of salt in there. Then also nobody will eat. Just get a little bit salt, and now nothing will be left. The same person who said, I had a late breakfast, I got an upset tummy, and he will eat the most. So the same way, our whole day, today we don't enjoy our day. Just like a biryani without salt. We don't enjoy it. When we eat it, we have to make our namaz, we do. We do all that, we go for hajj, we go for umrah, hajj, enjoy. Just put the enjoyment of zikr in. And then see everything, how much we will. How much we will look forward to. Allah give us all topics. Subhanallah.